Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, a lot has obviously happened over the weekend. And we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, the 21st day already of April 2014. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be opening the phones up in the first hour today. I'm going to make myself do that. We're going to cover just the waterfront of incredibly important news. But I'm going to be getting back into the whole Bundy situation because they're set to have Senate hearings now that Harry Reid's going to push. And they are going to obviously try to develop some plan to create a new standoff because the feds, run by their foreign owners, the federal occupiers of the country, cannot have an example of one ant standing up. Because if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. And you have a Congress with a 6% approval rating saying it's above the law. You have the Bill of Rights and Constitution being butchered from one end to the other. You have open rise of paramilitary, federalized police being trained for open war. This is an illegitimate government. This is not the Republic of the United States. This is a criminal orgy, a criminal move to take over society. And it's not until we realize that and admit that, that we're going to turn society around. So when I do open the phones up, I'll give the number out in the next segment. I want to hear from you, first-time callers. I want to hear from you. If you haven't called in a year, you can call that a first-time caller. I want to hear from you on how much will we take. Is there any amount of abuse that we shouldn't lay down to? Is there any amount of abuse that we should ever stand up to? And obviously, the answer in your gut and common sense is, of course, you have a right and a duty to stand up. But then there's a larger question. How do you do that smartly? Because politically, we're really starting to have an effect right now. And I don't want a physical war to break out. I really meditated on that. By meditated, I don't mean like some yogi, but spent a lot of time this weekend in quiet reflection on the Bundy situation. And I'm going to share some of my views on that today. But I'll tell you right now, thank God no violence broke out. The Bundys and their supporters are in the right, clearly. But that doesn't mean that we should just go ahead and have a civil war start. Americans have every right to start physically fighting back. I think we crossed that Rubicon a long time ago. The question is that smart? And I think the answer is no. In fact, I know it's not smart to have a physical confrontation. A, because the people we're going to be fighting are the minions. B, it's going to give the globalists the crisis they need to try to cause a political, physical crackdown that they don't have the political support for right now. So keep your powder dry, folks, but I think not getting into a civil war is obviously the way we want to go here. I know for most of you, you're like, tell us something we don't know, Alex. Well, the media, the control corporate media is going to spin it that the American people, if you don't agree with anything the government's doing, you're a terrorist. And so they're branding all dissent as terrorism. So at a certain point, as they start coming after us anyways, and saying we're terrorists, or saying I want violence, or saying I'm behind the Boston bombing, we have that Rachel Maddow clip, we have the MSNBC clip, you know, saying that I'm involved in the Boston bombing and, quote, deeply racist. I have no connection to that. No one can say I have a connection to that. But they ran AP articles saying that the brothers were both Alex Jones fans. Well, the brothers were both patsies. So when I exposed who was really behind it, their answer was to say that it was my fault. You see. So it's a complex issue. We should have a debate about it. But let me tell you, the globalists are geared up with Homeland Security. They want a civil war. I think we should not give it to them. But at the same time, you've got to admire people who stand up and walk up against feds with guns on them, saying we're going to shoot you if you cross that line. The people cross that line. That's epic. We're going to be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are coming to you live from Austin, Texas on this live 21st day of April 2014. Coming up in the last 15, 20 minutes of the broadcast, Jakari Jackson and crew have put together a compilation a year later of the Boston bombing. The anniversary was last week, but the Boston Marathon, a police state promo, is going on right now. We're going to be breaking that down today. Sergeant Biggs has come to work here with us at InfoWars as a reporter. I can now announce that today, and I might even get him to pop in on the transmission today to give us his take on special forces suicide rates hit record levels, casualties of hard combat. Former Ranger breaks silent on Pat Tillman death. I may have killed him. Very curious to have this, quote, whistleblower come out, Mr. Elliott, because, well, there's a problem. We have what the coroners say and what came out in the second inquest, and there was a cover-up, and he was shot at a distance and then shot up close with a triple burst from some type of M4 carbine in the face. So he was killed up close and reportedly begged for his life, kept saying, you know, I'm Pat Tillman, you idiots. And they kept shooting him behind the rock. So very interesting. In fact, I don't even know Sergeant Biggs, Joe Biggs' take on that. So we'll get his take. If not today on the radio, tonight on the nightly news. Good to have him around as a source and commentary on military operations. I'm intending to send him and maybe Jakari Jackson or somebody up to that military base that they've built on the East Coast that we covered a few months ago, where they've got models of churches and things to be raided, and then a model of the D.C. subway and things. I think that's something important to cover. But all that is basically an on-air brainstorm of ideas. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, it broke last Friday. Yes, there's the headline. U.S. Army builds fake city in Virginia to practice military occupation. Martial law training. 300-acre town includes sports stadium, school, underground subway. And there's a new article out by Kurt Nemo that's short but extremely powerful, poignant, and to the point. Recruiting thugs for the police state in New Mexico. The state considers the American people the enemy. And it shows a police training video that documents that. Very powerful article by Kurt Nemo that I will attempt to read on air later and also play that police training video for the larger radio TV audience. But everyone can watch the video at InfoWars.com. and prisonplanet.com. Before I get to the big news that broke Friday and some new developments on that front that Clive and Bundy is going to be joining us to talk about for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour today, let me just give you the headlines here. Harry Reid calls Clive and Bundy supporters domestic terrorists, and White House counterterror chief says confrontational children could be terrorists. We're going to be playing the audio of that coming up. I know we covered it Friday, but it's a big deal and it's still our top story, because it ties into the new rollout of us being the enemy, everyone being the suspects, but the government that actually runs Al-Qaeda publicly. But forget about Al-Qaeda. I told you 6 years ago they were going to come out with white Al-Qaeda and conservative Al-Qaeda and libertarian Al-Qaeda and gun owner Al-Qaeda and farmer Al-Qaeda. And people are all freaking out now saying, how did Alex Jones know all that? In fact, Rob News put a compilation together that we're going to play today or tomorrow, where I predicted this literally hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. You as listeners heard it. Because Hollywood is the first line of propaganda. When the dramas, the sitcoms, the kids' cartoons, the video games are all casting gun owners as murderers who are going to blow up the government and who are child molesters and who are killers and who plan to nerve gas New York. And then we start getting government documents where the Pentagon's being trained for that to be the new enemy. Obviously, Homeland Security was set up for that in the beginning. They just got you to accept the rollout for Al-Qaeda, who they actually run. And again, they publicly run them. They publicly protect them. And now they're going to move the script onto who do they fear. They fear the people that have actually been taken over the world for them, who they know aren't afraid to die and have the skills to fight back. It's the night of the long knives. What did Hitler do after he'd been in power about a year? He killed almost everyone that brought him to power. Because the people that brought him to power, most of them actually really thought he was trying to help Germany. I'm not romanticizing them or saying they were good. A lot of them were absolute, total criminal, psychopath, racist, you name it. But a lot of them also were so upset about the Versailles Treaty and Germany being in so much trouble and wanted to save the Reich, the land, the homeland, that they did a lot of bad things in the name of the greater good. Well, they had to be eliminated. And so all of you that aren't evil, that have served this evil system, you are the final trash that has to be taken out. And in every case historically, this follows an exact criminology pattern. You're going to be targeted, and you are being targeted, and now you're seeing the full shift to, oh yeah, Homeland Security is for veterans and gun owners and rural communities. Well, yeah, all the training manuals now, all of them have nothing to do with Muslim extremists. It's all land rights disputes, Agenda 21, folks not getting off the land, people not paying property tax. They're going to use the taxes to bankrupt the country. The globalists are exempt from the taxes. They use the taxes to destroy you so they get your property, your compliance, and domesticate you. And if you hold on and don't pay the fines and fees and taxes that are designed to bankrupt you, they're going to send paramilitary to kill you. But first they have to demonize you so the paramilitary feel good about their mission. And then as soon as that paramilitary has done their job, they get put on the you-know-what list. Because they're not going to ever pay that paramilitary their pension funds. You're not going to get your military pension funds. It's all being set up. It's all being prepared. It's already happening in Europe. It's all being announced. They will first cut them by 30-40%. Then they'll cut them another 34%. And you'll go along with it until it's nothing. And then you won't be able to live. You're going to be angry and disgruntled. And they know that. Rome had riots with their military not getting their pensions over and over again. The Roman Empire. The Babylonian Empire had problems. The British Empire had problems. The U.S. military after World War I didn't pay the bonuses they promised to the disabled vets. So they camped out outside the White House, and so they pulled up with army tanks and soldiers and horses and killed them. So they've always had to throw you in the garbage can. Because they know veterans tend to come back and actually try to build a better country after a war. After World War II, who led the civil rights movement? U.S. veterans, military veterans. Look it up. They were the main group pushing for civil rights. Because they're like, we just beat Hitler, but we're going to do some of the same stuff here? See, they know you've got to be taken out and targeted. You've got to at least be put on a bunch of drugs, given PTSD designations, and thrown out like trash. So we're going to be covering that today. That's our top story. And Bundy's coming on because it's bigger than Bundy. And notice the FBI, Harry Reid, they're all saying congressional hearings that they're not going to let this stand, that they've got to arrest everybody. They've got to come after Bundy. Because they can't let you get the idea that you could ever stand up against them. We need to make an InfoWars image to tweet out that says Harry Reid declares Nevadans terrorist, the new terrorist, and show those images, those still images off our high-def video of the cowboys. And that image of them with the American flag, and they're saying these are domestic terrorists. Literally. They're going to have a tough sell with a bunch of people on horseback. Most of them unarmed, not pointing their guns at the feds, with the feds pointing their guns at them saying, we're going to shoot you if you come across that line. This is so historic. Now, also coming up, we're going to get into something that really illustrates the power of the real media. 2 years before Drudge broke the missile secrets, the Monica Lewinsky, all the stuff that basically scuttled Clinton, so a lot of his agenda couldn't go through, thank God. Clinton administration feared internet's ability to democratize news 3 years before Drudge bombshell. And they said, we dominate the media with their fake liberal garbage, every channel, print, radio, TV, Fairness Doctrine banned any conservative talk or libertarian talk. So they feared the internet and said it will be a channel for these people. Because it's not really conservative. All thought that isn't basically Soviet. Does the bankers use a Soviet management model? That's what it is. The bankers in 1917 developed the plan out of British population control programs and British imperial management systems that they'd been using to deploy to the Bolsheviks to bring down their ancestral enemy, their cousin, the Russians, the Tsars. The British royalty ran Germany. But it was basically itself German royalty. And so they just brought down their own family there. That's classic. Royalty's always killing its own people. Here's the WorldNet Daily exclusive released. Clinton files on media enemies. Learn what Hillary meant by vast right-wing conspiracy. When Bundy leaves us at the bottom of the next hour, remind me, guys, I really want to spend 10 minutes on this. This is really important. Make me cover that because I'll get ahead of myself, run out of time, and not do it. 12:30 Central or wherever your station re-airs us. At the midway point of the transmission, 12:30 or an hour and a half from now or an hour and 10 minutes from now, I will be covering that. We've got that. We've got new Obamacare news. We've got news dealing with very important information with Justice Scalia saying, hey, TSA, groping you, NSA, whatever, that's all okay. That's going to be coming up as well. We'll tell you some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is all coming up straight ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Some of the news up on Infowars.com is extremely important, obviously. We've got a report, Ebola suspected in Europe, broken through all containment efforts. That's being reported by Reuters, though officials at the World Health Organization are feverishly working to stop the spread of the Ebola virus in what is now seven African nations. That's an unprecedented outbreak. Their efforts may be for naught in Geneva or in Guyana. That's in Africa. I was thinking of Europe from the Geneva Convention in Geneva, Switzerland. In Guyana, a hot spot for the deadly contagion, government health officials have said the outbreak is nearly under control. Yet Reuters reports that the government planned to stop publicly releasing the death toll to avoid causing unnecessary panic, is the quote. Despite the best efforts of emergency health workers, it appears the virus may have crossed out of Africa into Europe. The outbreak of the Ebola virus in seven West African countries has broken through all efforts to contain it and is spreading like wildfire, according to Christian relief groups working in Guyana, Liberia, and a number of other confirmed infections have jumped 15% in just the last 24 hours. So we'll continue to watch all of that. And if you go up to Infowars.com, you can read those out of the French news and other publications. And we have links to Reuters and others in the story. So sounds pretty bad. If Ebola ever becomes airborne, look out, ladies and gentlemen, obviously. So that's some of the news on that front. Another Zero Hedge article. This means war. U.S. to target Putin's personal $40 billion stash. While the White House has continually threatened further sanctions against Russia for non-de-escalation, even as it de-escalates itself, the specifics of the additional sanctions have been sparse. German CEO warnings over blowback from economic sanctions and the nonsense of replacing Russian gas with U.S. gas, the Russian warnings of interdependence and boomerangs all reduce the West's arsenal of financial sanctions. But as the Times of London reports, perhaps the U.S. has found a crucial pain point for Putin, a sanctions the regime that would target Putin's personal wealth, which includes a reported $40 billion stash in Swiss bank accounts. The Hill reports the White House on Friday refused to comment on reports that Russian President Vladimir Putin's personal wealth could be targeted if the West were to move ahead with additional sanctions over Ukraine. But the Times of London says the U.S. was preparing for a sanctions on the regime that would target Putin's personal wealth, which includes a reported $40 billion. That may be propaganda itself. I mean, I'm sure he's got money stashed, but $40 billion? And do the globalists want to start the dangerous game of targeting other despots' money? How big do you think Bill Clinton's Swiss bank accounts are? How big do you think Barack Obama's Swiss bank accounts are? Well, the answer is they just hide all that in plain view. Congress gets caught insider trading 5 years ago. Their answers just say it's legal. People go, but it's not legal. Okay, we'll pass a law to reform it, close quote, which actually legalizes insider trading for Congress. Well, I say that if you legalize murder for yourself, that law is a fraud. And it's certainly a fraud if other people can't murder, but only you are exempt. Well, I mean, I guess we could pass a law saying, that we live in a country of total and complete anarchy, but you can't kill somebody, only they can. Well, that's not anarchy. That's called a hypocritical fraud. Continuing here with the news, here's another one by Paul Joseph Watson up on Infowars.com. Very important article. They have thousands of mass riots a month in China. China in most areas resembles Soylent Green, the movie. Watson's been over there four times. He says it is unspeakably horrible in the major cities. And Chinese citizens beat government bureaucrats during mass riot. They beat them bloody. And warning, the video and photos are graphic up on Infowars.com. Irate Chinese citizens savagely beat five government bureaucrats during an incident that escalated into a thousand-strong riot Saturday, and another telltale sign the communist country's increasing social tensions. The disturbance began after members of the Xinjiang Municipal Province Police, China's widely loathed bureaucrats who enforce government regulations against street vendors, began harassing and beating a woman in the county of Wenzhou City. When a bystander, 36-year-old Mr. Hong, came to the woman's aid by filming the confrontation, he was reportedly attacked by cops with a hammer and began to vomit blood before dying at the hospital. The people responded.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Back live. I want to give the phone number out and get into the latest on the Bundy front. But I have a question for the listeners when I give the number out. Is it ever wrong to stand up against a government? Was it wrong to stand up against Nazi Germany? Was it wrong for the Christians to have their own religion and to not worship the gods of Rome? Jupiter and Saturn and Bacchus and all the rest of them. Is it wrong to not worship government and do whatever it says? Was George Washington wrong to not do whatever King George III said and to let all the lords be exempt from taxes while levying high taxes on all their competition to destroy competition and consolidate the market? Are the Bundys wrong that 52 other ranching families that were there since 1877 were forced out because of government fines and fees being raised on record? Federal court ruled last year to bankrupt them. Was it wrong to not roll over and die? Was it wrong to keep the cows on the land he had the grazing rights to? Is the Boston Globe correct last year when they said in the headline, so did the BBC, had a similar article, is the Declaration of Independence terrorism? That's the headline. And the majority of lawyers said yes. It says you have a right and a duty to throw off a tyrannical government. And they said that's not true. They attacked the very basic bedrock of our republic. And they said, no, you never have a right. So in China, where if the government doesn't like you, they will cut your genitals off and throw you in the street, or will take you and steal your organs in a mobile execution van. If you're a new listener, just type in mobile execution van, folks, and you can pull that up. The big question and the big issue here is when the police beat old men to death because they feel like it in China, and the public riots against the communist oppressors and beats the police into bloody pulps, is that wrong? Is there ever a right to stand up? And the answer by Harry Reid is no. There is never a time to stand up. So here's the toll-free number for first-time callers. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And I will get you up and on the air. But specifically, is there ever a time to stand up? Is there ever a time to say no? Is there? And of course, obviously, if you don't stand up, you will end up in a total tyranny. Submitting, laying down, groveling to the power grabs has brought us to the point we're at now, where the system thinks we're so enslaved, so stupid, so pathetic, so bad, that they have the nerve and they have the will to pass Obamacare bipartisanly, that was written by offshore banks on record to massively increase the price of healthcare, lower the quality, bring government control death panels in, and raise 7 taxes on people making as little as $14,000 a year. Cutting your hours from 40 down to 30 or less. Just absolutely screwing you on every front. And folks, they passed it, and you notice they're not repealing it. Even though it's over 80% unpopular in national mainline polls, notice it's there to stay. And they're going to pass more. They're going to take your pensions. They're going to take your Social Security. They're going to take it in pieces. They're going to take it all. And they're going to devalue your currency. And the stock market will go up because you're buying the stocks in devalued dollars. But when it all is said and done, it is invincing a tyranny to absolutely destroy you. And remember, the architect of it came out and said, we plan to destroy the healthcare system. Ezekiel Emanuel. It's not even my opinion. And you've got all the zealots that work for the system who think they're on some winning team being part of this incredible dishonor. When you open the gates to tyranny, folks, it ends up robbing and screwing everyone and destroying the prosperity. And I know our audience knows that, but we have to get this out to everybody. Now, I want to get into this first. We covered this Friday and Sunday, but I want to get back into it now. This is Harry Reid saying that the Bundy supporters are domestic terrorists. Here it is.
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic tourism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
And, of course, he went on in the full clip we played on Friday to say, you know, they had kids up front so they would get killed. Not true. Because they want kids to die. Like Oklahoma City, where the feds bombed it and put the bomb right by the daycare center. Knowing they'd have images of dead kids, you mean like that? And that they were, you know, they're wanting to shoot the feds. No, they were there with their guns down at their side, the minority that had guns. And they marched across the line as the feds said, we will shoot you. And the feds backed off because they're not feds. They're mercenaries there to take over the West so that it can be removed from the American people's control to be handed over to globalists as collateral on the national debt, and that's all on record in the executive orders. But here's the deal. The $17, $18 trillion we really owe is a drop in the bucket compared to the $700 trillion of the 1.5 global quadrillion that the globalists have created. They're the people that created the debt. Iceland arrested their head banking minister and discovered 90-plus percent, it was like 93%, this was 2 years ago, was not owed by them. The 400,000 Icelanders were told, you each owe over £1 million, because their money was pegged to the pound. That's like $1.5 million or more in U.S. money. And the people just wouldn't pay it. And then they found out, wait, the government signed us on to all this debt that's not ours. And they arrested people. They arrested them. The name of the game is get people in debt, bankrupt them. So that's the big issue, ladies and gentlemen. Now, continuing here to Harry Reid, let's move on to Lisa Monaco, who talks about, hey, if your kids are you know, acting out, if your children, quote, are confrontational, that's a sign they may be terrorists. See, mom, dad, you can't even trust your children. You can trust one thing and one thing only, and that's the state. And then all the criminal interests that have their hands in the state. See, the state is only the apparatus through which the special interest are engaged in this takeover. I'm not even demonizing people that work for the state. The average police officer, the average teacher, the average bureaucrat, they're compartmentalized, given very narrow things that they can do. They're constrained. But they should leak things, not comply, really soul search which side they're on, and ask themselves, is helping the system come into being good, or do we want to reverse the path we're on? But the real onus is with us, we the people. What are we going to do? So let's go to this clip. A White House counterterrorism chief, confrontational children could be terrorists. She said this on CBS News, PBS News, and then she, this particular clip, though, is from her Harvard speech where she said similar things. Here it is.
So what kinds of behaviors are we talking about? For the most part, they're not related directly to actually plotting attacks. They're more subtle. Parents might see sudden personality changes in their children at home, becoming more confrontational than usual. Religious leaders might notice unexpected clashes over ideological differences. And teachers might hear students expressing an interest to travel to a conflict zone overseas. Or friends might notice a new interest in watching or sharing violent material. The government is, of course, rarely in a position to observe these early signals. So we need to do more to help communities and community members understand the warning signs and then work together to intervene before something can occur. While always, and this is important, while always respecting our core commitment to protecting privacy and civil liberties. All of this is for naught if we don't have the trust in our communities between both the government and the members of the community.
All right. And then shifting gears, we have another clip here. This is Scalia, Justice Scalia of the Supreme Court, talking about the TSA and NSA. Here's that clip.
That, doesn't it follow that the U.S. government would not be able to justify its NSA surveillance program and that therefore conceivably could be in violation of the Constitution?
No, because it's not absolute. As Ruth said, there are very few freedoms that are absolute.
Oh.
I mean, your person is protected by the Fourth Amendment, but as I pointed out, when you board a plane, somebody can pass his hands all over your body. That's a terrible intrusion. But given the danger that it's guarding against, it's not an unreasonable intrusion. And it can be the same thing with acquiring this data that is regarded as effects. depends on how. And that's why I say it's foolish to have us make the decision, because I don't know how serious the danger is.
All right, let's stop there. That's right. It's like, who makes the decision of what the danger is? The NSA, the CIA, openly set up by the globalists, openly set up to take over the country, openly running Al-Qaeda. And you have these soft sellouts of the system, Scalia, who's a lawyer and knows that's pure treason. You know, if there's a danger, we can do whatever we want. Really, that was never accepted before. You got a better chance of dying from honeybee sting every year than from terrorist. Look it up. Even Esquire did an article on that last year. Deer jumping out in front of your car kills more people than terrorists. They don't care, though. It's this perception of, we're going to protect you. Hypothetically, somebody could do a mass shooting on a highway. We need checkpoints on the highway. Now, remember what the BBC put out last year, and then the Boston Globe also ran a similar headline, and we're putting it on screen right now. Is the U.S. Declaration of Independence illegal? And they go on to say, maybe it's even terrorist. Because it dares to say you have a right to stand up against a government. I mean, this is, there's another headline. Is the Declaration of Independence unconstitutional? This is not a joke. This is what the system is pushing. Because they're overthrowing everything. They've got to make it look normal. So they have one of the justices of the Supreme Court go on C-SPAN in front of a whole room of lawyers and say, no, there's no absolute. We can have the NSA spying, grabbing everybody's data. We can grope you. Really, it's always been totally illegal, so the government lied about it. Now they get caught. They go, oh, we're allowed to. This is a revolution of tyrants and authoritarians against us, and it's been going pretty well. So finally, you get 52 families driven out of business, even though they had the grazing rights under state and federal law before the BLM existed. BLM comes along and arbitrarily says, you will pay us all this. A federal court last year in Nevada said that very BLM was, quote, in a criminal conspiracy. Kit Daniels wrote an article about that on Friday, but it's been in all the mainstream news. The media won't cover it. It's in a vacuum that last year, headline, federal judge says BLM involved in criminal conspiracy in Nevada. Well, they are in a criminal conspiracy to run people off their land. Just like the coal power plants that are totally clean, supply half our energy. They used to, and they're shutting them down all over the country. And Obama says, I'm going to raise taxes to the point that bankrupts you. That's our goal. Our goal is to use taxes outside of law, because Congress won't pass a law to do this. So I'm going to use taxes to destroy you, but I'm going to give General Electric and four other companies waivers so they can operate coal power plants, but nobody else can. So on top of using taxes to destroy people, they let their crooked friends operate. What do you think's going to happen in an economy like that? It's going to be just like New York City and mob-run areas. You're not going to have a business unless the mob basically owns it, and you're going to be their slave and have to kiss their butt all day. I don't want to live in a country like that. I mean, if some mobster showed up at my office and said, you pay me money or I'm going to come after your family, folks, I would knock their teeth in right there on the spot. There's a reason the mafia never fly in Texas, because people will kill you if you try to go around telling people what to do. Guarantee anybody in my family, growing up, my grandfathers especially, somebody came to their house saying, give me money, my grandfathers would kill you on the spot. And it wasn't because they were these great guys. These were guys that taught Sunday school. These are guys that played football with Tom Landry. These are guys that flew B-17s, you know, over Europe. These are guys that opened doors for little ladies. My grandfathers would kill someone the minute they did that. They would kill you. And it wasn't because they were violent, evil, bad people. It was because they weren't slaves, ladies and gentlemen. And they understood. But no, we would do that. Hell, if you put a mobster in a uniform and they came and said, bring your daughter out here, the average American would bring their daughter out and bend her over a barrel. And if the cop said, stab your daughter in the head with an ice pick, the average American would do it. Because in this country, people worship the state and blind authority. We're going to go to break and come back with Vic, Josh, Tom, John, Anthony, and others briefly. This broadcast is funded by listeners and viewers like you. We don't take your money at gunpoint like NPR. We get it when you support us so I can hire more reporters, have more people, be able to send more people out in the field for historical Boston bombing coverage, you know, the coverage you've seen with the Bundy situation, all of it. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. 11 people can use your membership. You're funding the tip of the spear in the info war. We're risking our lives to bring in this information. Make no mistake. PrisonPlanet.tv. Call. Get the Pro 1 G-Tube filters. Blow away all of the gravity fed filters. Look at the side-by-side comparisons. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the high-quality supplements. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsHealth.com. Fund us so we can be strong and continue on and hopefully expand in the face of the enemy. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member today. We'll be back. All right, let's go right to your phone calls in this segment. The next, Ed Bundy joining us, probably just one segment. And then we'll go back to your calls and get into how scared the Clintons were of the American people having the internet as a communication tool. And that's why they want to bring in cybersecurity now to shut down free speech so they can just rob and steal whatever they want. Vic in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, man, it's a great day to be able to talk to you, sir. I wanted to just kind of go along the lines of what you're talking about, you know, with what people are willing to put up with. And, you know, I've been in this kind of truth movement or whatever you want to call it for a number of years now. And, I, you know, when I first got into it, I was just, you know, exploding on everybody, you know, pointing them in your direction, telling them what was going on. And, you know, now it's got to the point where it's like, you know, I listen to people and I see them online, and I see generally that a lot of people, they don't even know what they're talking about for the most part. They just kind of believe whatever they want to believe. And also, you know...
what's happened is people are either awakening or they don't believe the system anymore, but they don't know what to believe. They're just going in all different directions.
Exactly. And also, I encounter a lot of people who generally... they kind of want to be dominated by these people. You know, I'm listening.
Well, no, I mean, they have Stockholm syndrome. They feel so disempowered that they think at least they have the power to grovel to the black boots.
You know, corporations, they, you know, the controlling powers in the world, they literally seek out psychopaths to run things.
Sure, sure. My question today to the listeners was, and I really am asking you this, Vic, Is there any amount of tyranny that we have a right to stand up against? Obviously, we have a right to stand up anytime we want against tyranny. But I'm throwing the question out there. I'm begging the question. I mean, is there any level of tyranny that people won't put up with? What is your line in the sand?
Well, I think Bundy is a great example for people to really stand behind and get behind and really just start a movement to just kind of abolish property taxes altogether because they are unconstitutional. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's right out of the Communist Manifesto, property taxes. I appreciate your call. Here's the Christian Science Monitor reporting on the range war, and I have one here as well out of the Las Vegas paper. There's several articles. In fact, it's up on Drudge. I'm looking for it in my stack. It's a cowboy hat. On Drudge, it says Western states move to take over federal land. And the headline is Nevada Range War, Western states move to take over federal land. And it gets into the fact that more than 50 state legislators from different states met and discussed the fact that they're moving to try to take away the federal land, because it's not federal land. I mean, you look at Texas, 1% or 2% is federal. You look at places like Nevada, it's close to 90%. And the feds don't own this. They don't pay taxes. They don't produce. They just drive around with paramilitary police and point guns at us. I mean, I was at Big Bend a few weeks ago and had one run-in with somebody in a uniform, and they literally walked over and said, "What are you doing?" And I was sitting there by the Rio Grande River, sitting there. And I said, "Excuse me?" He goes, "What are you doing?" And he just kept staring at me with his hand on his gun. I just ignored him. And he sat there smiling at me and then left. It was bizarre. It was like when you go to a party and some weirdo who's mentally ill is there and they're acting strange. You don't understand what their point is. I mean, imagine somebody that wants a gun and a badge so they can run around messing with people. It's the essence of tyranny. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. What is your line in the sand? Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For a country raised the last 60 years on television, a plastic, synthetic, fake culture. And people now don't have families, they don't have role models. They basically are like flotsam and jetsam. We have to point out what made America great versus what's bringing America down. That's really our big task here. Tom in Nevada, you're on the air. What's your line in the sand? And is the BBC right? Is the Declaration of Independence terrorism to say that we could ever stand up against a government? I mean, if the government wanted to put you in a forced labor camp, shouldn't you go to the forced labor camp? Because obviously government knows best.
Oh, hell no. the line in the sand is now. brain fade here. We need to stand. And the Constitution was written by people that understood that. And for our time now, what point, you know, do you give up your rights? When the troops are marching down the streets? Here in the wastelands of lost wages, here in Vegas, in Harry Greed, la-la land, you know, it's ridiculous. The guy is crooked as a day's long. And now he's set a precedent by claiming and labeling everybody a domestic terrorist. Does that mean if you yell at somebody, now you're a domestic terrorist? Can slander charges and defamation of character charges be brought up against him for, you know, the Bundys, you know?
Well, the issue here is, and I'm going to talk about that with Mr. Bundy coming up, the precedent's being set that any type of civil disobedience is terrorism. He's following a plan. This has been planned. They're going to push and push till there's resistance. They're going to call it terrorism. They're going to start a civil war. Our question is, how do we turn the tide back against that? Great points, Tom, in Nevada. Let's talk to Josh in Texas. You're on the air, Josh. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Hey, I've been listening to your show about 3 years now, and this is my first time calling. And I guess the line in the sand would be, I guess, about for anybody when it happens to you. You know, you hear about stories this happening, and it don't really get home till you get your, you know, rights trampled over. And, you know, like yesterday, you know, I was out here shooting on a friend's place, and cop showed up, you know, took my ID, run my license and all that kind of stuff, and told me it was illegal to shoot the gun out here in the county, and told me if I didn't put it up, they was going to take it. Well, I went ahead and complied with them at, you know, after a little heated argument here and there, but then I went to the police department this morning and talked to them and tried to figure out why they done that. And basically, it's about ignorance, because they said the cops didn't know no better. So if we're dealing with somebody just, you know, telling somebody something and them doing it because they don't know no better, I believe it's never going to get no better.
By the way, before you even finish your story, I knew the answer. They play dumb. Everyone I know, and I mean everyone I know that owns 20 acres, 100 acres, 200 acres, 300 acres, in the middle of nowhere, Californians' home prices all collapse, basically. They think houses are cheap in Central Texas, even though they're expensive for me. They're all out here buying houses on farms. And when they hear you shoot, they call the police, and the cops will come on your property and say, we're going to arrest you. And you go, but I'm allowed to shoot. And they go, I don't care. You're going to jail. or they'll take your guns. And then it gets into court and all this stuff. It's lawlessness, sir. They're going to come after our guns, period. And everywhere this is happening, you shoot your guns, they show up. I mean, listen, you run into game wardens now. They're bugging their eyes out and got their hand on their gun when you're sitting around a campfire. The government is psyching itself up for a civil war with us. And so you understand they were playing dumb with you. Did you know that?
Oh, yes, sir. I understand.
Tell you what, I got Bundy coming up, and I want you to finish your story. He's only on, I think, for one segment or so. So I'm going to come back to you, then Daniel, John, Mike, Darren, and others.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this Monday edition, and joining us from Southern Nevada is Cliven Bundy. It's now a giant international story worldwide, something right out of an old Western, something right out of the history book, 1775, 1776, something right out of the end of V for Vendetta, when the armies out there with their guns around Parliament, aiming them at the people, saying we're going to shoot you if you cross the line, and the people cross the line. Harry Reid last week came out and said that Bundy and his supporters are nothing more than domestic terrorists, and that they were planning to use women and children at the front to be killed, with no evidence of that. So he's just demonizing people now. But here's the issue. This is why this is so important. And Mr. Bundy's joining us here in just a moment. This is the demonization of civil disobedience and property rights. This is the demonization of that as terrorism. This is what I've been telling you now for year after year. Behind the scenes, the feds, and the same thing's been happening in Europe, have been training that anyone who doesn't turn their property over, turn their children over, anyone who doesn't comply with forced inoculation, anyone that doesn't comply with martial law is a terrorist. And they train in all the manuals that we've broken. Remember back when people couldn't believe those manuals? And now it's so mainstream, it's passé, that the military, the police, they're all training to take on gun owners, returning veterans, veterans, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists. I mean, they list Ron Paul, Alex Jones, Aaron Russo. They list films like America, Freedom to Fascism that exposes the IRS. This is a totally illegitimate, out-of-control system, violating laws on every front, exempting themselves from the laws they put on us, Declaration of Independence on steroids. The train of abuses that are listed there is nothing compared to what we're going through. And Bundy and these guys stand up peacefully. The feds have killed a bunch of the cattle. They found mass graves, shot the bulls. They admit they shot the bulls now, saying they were, quote, dangerous. That's to destroy his herd of animals that have learned to live out there for hundreds of years, over 100 years. This is a total takeover, destroying the water tanks. The federal judge, we're going to show this article from last Friday, Kit Daniels, ruled last year that the BLM is, quote, in a criminal conspiracy in Nevada and ordered them out of his jurisdiction. He said, I want new BLM. Never happened. That was Judge Jones. Well, I'll find that article and put that on screen. So with this backdrop of lawlessness, there's the headline. Federal judge, BLM, engage in a criminal conspiracy against ranchers. Court opinion exposes BLM's true intent against Cliven Bundy. For 20 years, the Bureau of Land Management engaged in a literal, intentional conspiracy, close quote, against Nevada ranchers to force them out of business, according to federal judge whose court opinion exposes the BLM's true intent against rancher Cliven Bundy. And then it goes into the federal Judge Jones. And the court ruling even deals with other ranchers in his area forced out. You can build a coal power plant, but we will raise taxes to bankrupt you. We will bankrupt you. And then who does that bankrupt? Us. This is total mafia takeover. That's the rest of the story. But what does the system prey on? The ignorance that if you had it when it was a territory, the grazing and forage rights, it's allodial. It's passed on. It's inviolate. That's land rights. Under the UN, UNESCO, worldwide, they don't recognize even pure title. Total ownership of mineral, surface, water, forage, entrance. This is a total annihilation of property rights that we're facing. And Cliven Bundy is joining us. I want to play this clip of Harry Reid saying he is a domestic terrorist, and now they're beating war drums for congressional hearings, and I guess a federal expeditionary force. I guess they're going to use the Army next. I mean, we got to say no at some point. All we've been doing is laying down. Where's that been getting us? Let's go to that clip.
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic terrorism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
All right. And it's real funny to the cowardly crowd there. We have another clip of him on another television show this weekend called What's Your Point, where he says more. But we've only got him to the bottom of the hour, so let's go to him. The rancher at the center of all this, what could end up being the new Lexington or Concord. Thank God there was no violence, but it was epic beyond any movie I've ever seen. It was the stuff of legends. And he joins us now from his ranch. Cliven, what do you make of the escalation of words by Mr. Reid?
Well, I think he's right. I guess we are, well, I don't say yes, we are domestic violent. There's the violence. I guess if they call we the people standing up for our rights and marching towards the government and their guns. We did do that, that's for sure.
Well, I call that being heroes. Just everyone should admire you marching against people that murdered children at Waco, the same federal government, saying we will shoot you. And the image of the American flags, and you were taking back the American flag there and having it actually symbolize what America's supposed to stand for. This is the stuff that John Wayne wishes he was. This is the stuff John Wayne tried to mimic. I'm not putting down John Wayne. I mean, how can they call you un-American?
Well, they can't call us un-American because people stood and walked, and they, with their faith, faced danger, and, you know, I mean, I don't know how you can face any danger, more danger than a crazy bureaucrat with a gun pointing it at you and a finger on the trigger. And these people were moving that way towards them, They pushed them out of the county and out of our state, and they're gone. But they still have their guns. You know, the sheriff never did his duty. The neighboring sheriffs and counties didn't do their duty. These people are still moving across America, ready to join with other bureaucratic armies. And these bureaucracies have got their own army, and, you know, you talked about it with your people. They have created probably the strongest army in the world right here within the American people. American people will be faced against American people before long if this is not straightened out.
What you say is absolutely true. You know, Glenn Beck, and we'll cue this clip up, a few years ago said that the government's planning on staging a new Oklahoma City. Well, basically the Democratic Party are, and then blaming him and us, and I agree that they clearly are. That's how they want to frame us. But now he's gotten so scared, he's basically agreeing that this is terrorism, that you guys would dare be out there, or that Harry Reid's involved with his sons in land grabs when that's indisputable, and that your land was supposed to be part of the set-aside, not for the solar panels, but for the environmental easement, that they use one part of the land and then use yours as the reserve under the UN treaty. And he basically said we should just lay down and let them run the final family off of there, and implied that we would lynch him if we were in control of the country. I don't know if you saw those clips, but we played those last week. I'm not bashing Glenn Beck here. I'm just defending us. I'm not calling for offensive violence. And, Cliven, I don't think you're calling for offensive violence.
Yeah, let me explain something about the terrorists. You know, Harry Reid and his army set we the people up as being terrorists. And how they did it, they did it by designating a set area. You know, you've heard me call them big beds where we were able to exercise our First Amendment rights only in those areas. They were little, just little pens like a 50-foot square. Only in those areas could we exercise our the First Amendment rights. If we exercise our First Amendment rights out on this this great public land of Clark County and upon my ranch, any place we did that, we would be categorized under home security law as territory. In other words, they've already made codes and laws that if we don't obey them, we were going to be terrorists. So in one more sense, Harry Reid is right. According to their law and their court, once we set anything outside of those boxes, we are domestic terrorists. And they set us up to be that. And the reason they did that is they figured under the language domestic terrorists, they had unlimited power. They could shoot us, they could arrest us, they could put our head in the gravel, and they felt like they were covered by their code of law.
Cliven Bundy's our guest. Under the NDAA, Obama claims with his executive order he can arrest and disappear and kill any citizen he wants, making him basically God Emperor like Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Expanding on that, we now have the Homeland Security documents where they say land rights groups, veterans, and others are the number one enemy. And now Harry Reid, leader of the U.S. Senate, more important even than the Speaker of the House probably, number three in the government, undoubtedly number three, saying that you are a domestic terrorist and anyone that engages in civil disobedience is, I believe this is a declaration of war and basically part of the rollout declaring the American people the enemy. Now the White House counterterrorism chief has come out last week. We played the audio last hour saying, don't trust your children, parents. They may be terrorists. So everyone's a terrorist, but the occupied federal government, sir.
Yeah, and I think Harry did declare civil war in his language. He declared civil war against we the people. And, you know, that's what he's doing. And he's actually irritating. He's stirring the pot. And I can't understand any human being doing that. But Harry Reid is doing that. He's stirring the pot. And he is, you know, I don't know what he's doing behind scenes, but we know what in front of scenes were. We know that they had, these bureaucrats were armed, well-armed, and they were prepared to kill. And they were very tempted to kill. And, you know, these people just had courage enough to push them, walk through them and push them out of here. Or they'd still be here and they'd still be attempting to kill us.
Cliven Bundy's our guest. Here's the message I want to telegraph to the feds. You really are run by foreign banks that have signed us on to $1.5 quadrillion. The republic is being overthrown. No one can debate that now. Congress has a 6% approval rating, 9 on the high side. You may not be a bad man or woman, and I'm not your enemy. I want you to have long days, pleasant nights, live long and prosper, to quote Spock. But you're going to push the American people to the breaking point, and you're going to get a civil war that you believe is going to be some glorious victory once and for all, like the Bolsheviks had over Russia. It is not going to go that way. And so I want everybody to realize, not just the feds, but everybody, the point we're at. I am so glad and literally hit my knees and thank God when the feds stood down. They should continue to do the right thing. And Cliven, what is your message to the feds, A? And then B, are you aware that 50 state reps and others met over the weekend? I guess it was in Salt Lake City, to discuss the Western states basically kicking the feds out.
Well, the first thing I have to say, and the main thing I have to say, is the same message I gave last week. County sheriffs, take the guns away from these bureaucrats, these bureaucracies. Take those guns away. It, one county at a time, you've got to take them away if you don't want a civil war and have we the people against we the people. It's your job to take them away. And Harry Reid, for hell's sake, straighten up and don't be inciting war upon your people.
Well,
you know, we got a principle here of let's forget and forgive. We need to remember that that's one thing we need to do is forgive everybody and all the time. But, you know, we're not going to stand for this abuse. not we, the people of America. We will not stand for this abuse no more. And the best way to cooperate is give up your guns. I want you to understand, those guns that have been issued to you by the United States government, and those guns that you carry with your dress at work, your black uniform, when you carry a gun with your uniform to work, those guns have got to disappear. Now, let me tell the bureaucrat, you have a First Amendment or Second Amendment right just the same as we do. We want you to carry guns. We want you to carry guns as a citizen, but not as a bureaucrat employed by the United States government. You have no jurisdiction or authority. You have no policing power. You have no arresting power. You, the county sheriff of each county, is the only man with that power. And we, the people, have elected them and pay them, and we tell them to get out from under the desk and protect our life, liberty, and property. And at this moment in America and across the world, nothing's more important than to disarm the bureaucrat.
I agree with you, sir. I'm looking at the Christian Science Monitor article, and it says the Transfer Public Lands Act, signed into law by Utah Governor Gary Herbert in 2012, set the stage for formal showdown with the government by demanding action under the threat of lawsuit. And the Salt Lake City Tribune has an even better article about the 50-plus legislators meeting this weekend, calling for the almost 90% of Nevada's federal, 62% of Alaska, 67% of Utah, Oregon's 53%, Idaho 62%, Arizona 42%, California is 48%, Wyoming is 48%, New Mexico 35%, Colorado 36%. What is the federal government doing, having half the land out west under their control and trying?
Let me explain that to you. You say they have over half of the land, but let me tell you something.
They're managing
it. You go back in your Constitution in 5 minutes, you can't find any evidence that says that. You can study that thing for the rest of your life, and that Constitution...
No, I know. They kept them as territories, and they've been operating them as territories. No, I know that land's supposed to be state land, and then the state's supposed to give it out to the people. And that's whoever is productive and proves they're going to use it, gets it. Whoever pays taxes gets it. Not a foreign-run federal government. I understand that. I want to play you a clip of Glenn Beck here, sir, talking about the Democrats staging terror attacks to blame us. Now he's saying anybody that criticizes the government might be a terrorist. He agrees with Harry Reid, basically. And so I believe through fear, he's caving in and lining up with the other side. Here it is.
How can the left win the country? Watch.
Cabinets don't really sell things. The president himself has to reconnect with the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, right? And the president seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he re-clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar kind of
event. You think words will work for... Obama needs a similar kind of event. Oh, like Oklahoma City. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is, in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox. Dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City.
All right. Now, again, I want Glenn Beck to be a good guy, and he does a lot of good work. I don't want to be his enemy. But when he comes out and says the Alex Jones group wants violence, I played this last week, don't be part of that group, I'm the one saying I don't want violence. But we can't just have the feds pointing guns at people, shooting a teenager on a bicycle and killing them out there, the BLM, beating people up, tasering people, free speech zones, acting like an occupying North Korean army. And being militarized, and Glenn is now scared and knows that they're getting ready to start the Civil War, and he thinks that he can have his movie production company and write ghost written books, and that they're going to leave him alone. No, Glenn, they're going to come after you too. So throwing me under the bus, saying that I want violence or that Bundy wants it, is not really what's going on. What do you say to that, Cliven Bundy?
Well, it's a little bit confusing why Glenn would would say what he's saying. It seems to me like maybe he's wanting to be the hero here. For one thing for sure, Clive and Bundy don't want to be the hero here, but I do want to make we the people the hero. And I don't know, all these things I can't comment and know for sure, but I do know one thing for sure, that we do not want a civil war, and we do not want, we just want a big government calm down here, and we'll work things out. But we're not in a negotiating mood. We're not going to negotiate with big government. We're not going to negotiate with BLM. We're only going to back up and strengthen our county sheriff and hope he does his job. And that's where our Constitution put us. You know, Sean Hannity said our militia and the people were the last form of defense. And so I said, no, Sean, they are the first form of defense. And I think what we're finding is we, the people in our militia here, we are the first form, first force, and our sheriff has got to be right there with us. And that's the way I believe.
Well, I got to say, I want to commend Sean Hannity because he's been really bad on a lot of issues, but he has a lot of courage doing the right thing here. And so I appreciate him being supportive of this. But I think it's because he's a former blue-collar worker and understands property rights and understands that they've already ruined everybody else. How big a deal is it that federal Judge Jones, we have the ruling on Infowars.com, said the BLM is involved in a criminal conspiracy to bankrupt every rancher in Nevada? I think that's important evidence, sir.
Yeah, you know, I want to go back to Sean. You know, definitely, he's my favorite hero, and he's supported me and this movement, and I appreciate and love him for it. I support him 100%. But I was pointing out, Sean, that he was wrong in this one issue, that we the people are on top of the flagpole, not the bottom. We're not the last, we're the first. And I use Sean only to as that example. I think Sean understood it, and I think he maybe understood.
Well, Clive, I disagree with you. I believe we're the first and the last.
Well, we could be that too, but we definitely are the first, not the last.
I've got one more question for you on the other side. We'll let you go here. Five more minutes. I want to ask Clive and Bundy about how he expects them to come back at him now, since Harry Reid says that they can't let this stand. And then your phone calls straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high. Ivan Bundy's our guest. Final segment with him. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls asking you what is your line in the sand. John, Daniel, Alvin, Mike, Darren. We're going to go to all of you. And then I've got a bunch of other geopolitical news and police state news I haven't gotten to yet. Now, Harry Reid said last Thursday night, we wrote an article about it, drudgereport.com picked it up. Friday, it was one of the biggest stories ever on InfoWars, because people are interested in this information, just saying that Clive and Bundy and his supporters are domestic terrorists. Then he went on an NBC affiliate out of Vegas this weekend, a show called What's Your Point, and called them violent domestic terrorist wannabes. So now it's not that they're terroristic, it's they are terrorists. Clearly defamation, but this is part of the rebranding. You don't want your kids being taught 2 plus 2 equals 5 in Common Core, or taught how to put a condom on when they're 6 years old, you're a terrorist. You don't want open borders, you're a terrorist. You don't want to pay for banker bailouts, you're a terrorist. You don't get in your free speech zone and shut up, you're a terrorist. Let's go ahead and go to this clip, because this will give Mr. Bundy a chance to respond. He's not heard this new clip. Here it is.
If there were ever an example of people who were domestic, violent, terrorist wannabes, these are the guys. And I think that we should call it that way. We have a situation where I think that it's really untoward. Would it be appropriate if Jim Rogers, owner of this station, got behind in his taxes or had a problem with the Federal Communications Commission to station around here when people tried to collect taxes or to do something that was in keeping with the law and surround this place with armed people? Of course not. And remember, not only did Bundy do what I've just said, there are two valid court orders, a permanent injunction, get the cattle off the land.
Yeah, that's
pay
enough.
Fees.
Yeah, federal courts ruling on federal land grabs But you have another federal ruling in Nevada from the year before saying there's a criminal conspiracy. Headline, judge says BLM involved in criminal conspiracy in Nevada, Infowars.com, with links to AP, Reuters, you name it. In fact, we'll scroll down. I'll give you the name of that judge that is in the article. In his opinion, United States versus the state of Hague, U.S. District Court Judge Robert C. Jones reveals that after late Nevada rancher E. Wayne Hage, and then it just breaks down the whole criminal conspiracy against him. So go read that for yourself. Going back to Cliven Bundy, Cliven, would it be appropriate for the TV station owner, if every other TV station had been put out of business in the state because of special taxes on the TV station, would it be appropriate for him to say, First Amendment, I'm not going to pay these taxes that are A, unconstitutional, B, selectively enforced, and C, that are designed to bankrupt me? I mean, I guess you should, like the other 52 families, just go bankrupt and go crawl in the ditch with you and your wife and die. Or go to Vegas and go on welfare. Wouldn't that be the proper thing for you to do, sir, is to let the BLM point guns at you and let the BLM beat people up and let them put people in free speech zones? Isn't that the honorable thing to do, Mr. Bundy?
Well, it is my choice, and I guess that's one thing that I can say for America. I could have done those things. I could have done those things 20 years ago, but I didn't do those things. And these people that were behind me was behind me because I didn't do those things, and they was behind me because they was tired of having those things done to my neighbors, and all across the United States were being abused by this government. Big government with unlimited power. Unlimited power. Unlimited power is the word for what they're exercising here. It's not constitutional. It's not within their state sovereignty, not within their state laws. And Harry, but Reed, I can't imagine he keeps talking and acting like this. If there's anything that would represent terrorists against this government, it would have to be those bureaucrats with those big guns enforcing like a foreign army against we the people. That seems to be terrorist to me. And it's actually terrifying. And it was terrifying to those men and women that stood in line and marched towards those guns. It was terrifying with their courage and how they had that much courage, I don't know, but they did have the courage to do that. You remember, Cliven Bundy wasn't in the front line. He was sitting over on the stage waiting for this to happen and very concerned with what might happen. So, you know, I can't say I had the courage. They had the courage, and they was doing it. They was facing the United States Army gun, or the bureaucrats, which is what's the difference? Is it Rockwell's army within the people? Is that any different than Brockle's army against, say, a foreign nation? There should be a lot of difference. One is constitutional, the other is toward tyranny.
Mr. Bundy, we saw the feds back down under the overwhelming righteousness of the people. But in closing, how do you expect Harry Reid to come back at you in the future? What do you expect them to pull now that he's rightfully saying they cannot allow this to stand? They have to keep us intimidated. They have to put paramilitary forces out there to make sure that you know that they are in control of everything so that their despotism is complete. They have to have their occupying armies basically squatting on top of us when they take the pension funds, when they take the Social Security, when they take the military benefits, when they fully break the nation, which is coming up very soon under Homeland Security. That's their job. They can't have the revolution start with a bunch of cowboys and a bunch of men, women, and children. It's too iconic. It's too wholesome. It's too good. So how do they destroy you? How do they defeat you and show the world how pathetic Americans are? How do they do that without having it backfire on them? What do you expect them to do? I expect them to blow something up. Maybe even Reid will attack his own offices and then blame it on you. I study these criminals and their criminology. That's what I think you better watch out for.
But they can't do that because of people like you and, you know, talk polls and people with your integrity and your business integrity will not allow that to happen. And that's why you're so important. We, the people, are important because we're not going to let it happen. And you can see that we're ready to march with our faith and courage. And militia is backing us, and the militia is going to help back We the People. We hope our county sheriffs will back us. And, you know, that's as much energy and power as we need. So, Harry, if you got something to do, get with it. We're ready.
And that's the bottom line. First, they're going to try to demonize you in the press and glorify all of their tyranny. But, I mean, what does your gut tell you? How do you think they'll come after you? I don't think they'll kill you out of hand, shoot you in the back, even though they'd love to, because that would make you a martyr. How do you think they're going to come after you?
Well, you know what I think? I think Harry's going to jump up and down, and I think America, Congress is going to say, hey, Harry, you're out of whack. I have enough faith in those people to think that there's enough of them that's going to say, Harry, we're not going to stand. You can't act like that and represent us. And I don't know what the President of the United States is going to do. It's hard to tell. The state of Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Wyoming, California, all these western states, I think they're going to say, this is enough. Let me tell you who supports me more than anybody else, even my local community. When we have a get-together here like we had last Friday, you know who's here? The people from Pennsylvania, New York, the Eastern Coast are representing more than like even my neighboring town. Those people are bringing their wives, and they're shaking my hand, and I'm hugging their women. They're not people from the West. They're people from the East. And the emails are coming from all over the world. The world is watching us. They want to find out if we really do have liberty and freedom here in the United States. And they want to know if we really have a constitution that's been inspired by our God. They want to know these things, and it's our job and your job as a broadcaster to let the world know. And that's how come you're so important in my life and in the life of the
Americans. Well, Cliven, you're important, and what your sons and daughters standing up with those great Americans is what's important. But really it's the audience we have to thank.
Yeah, it is. It's we the people. That's for sure. It's we the people.
Well, when I bring up the false flags, that's really all they've got is doing something to try to frame us, doing something to try to blame us for. But the example that you've set will continue to grow. And here's the good news. They just had a meeting this weekend with over 50 state legislators moving to create a larger movement to take back the state land from the feds. And that's a very popular idea. So this can really backfire on the establishment on so many fronts. And here's my final point. The globalists better understand this is not Russia. This is not other countries where they've gotten away with this. If they start a civil war, we're going to take the country back, and we're going to prosecute the bosses that gave the orders. Our enemy is not even the feds or the police that'll follow illegal orders, though they will be dealt with, obviously, unfortunately. It's the people that spun the web, gave the orders. They're not going to be safe in Switzerland or Luxembourg or London or Russia or Israel or in Asia. The globalists, when this is all said and done, are going to be brought to justice under a court of law. Final comments on that, Mr. Bundy.
Well, you know, I have no way to predict what's going to happen. All I know is this is the world is concerned, the world is watching us, and I think the world is ready to defend us. And one thing I have learned, that each individual in this world is very important, and they're individuals, and they do need to be able to exercise their conscience and have some freedoms and liberty. And our Constitution is a Constitution that is framed by our Heavenly Father for that purpose, to give each individual freedom. And that will happen.
Very well said. Well, it comes down to this. It's civil disobedience. Even if you didn't have the grazing rights going back 100-something years like you do on record, the people have voted. The people don't like the feds having 90% of the land in Nevada. They don't like them kicking a producer off who's producing beef. They're sick of the country going bankrupt, and they're tired of the free speech zones, the police dogs, the snipers, the tasering. The people have voted. We're ready to walk up against your guns And if you want to go ahead and shoot us, you guys playing soldier, go ahead. You shoot the first shot. But to quote one fellow that spoke at the county commissioners there, we'll fire all the others. We don't want a war, but if you think we're going to live on our knees as slaves, you got another thing coming. Mr. Bundy, thank you so much for the time. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, you know, I want to stress, you follow our Constitution, and you figured out what it has to do with land and sovereignty and police and power and United States authority and jurisdiction, which is limited, very, very small. You understand that. And our founding fathers fought this battle for us, and they give us a blueprint. And things like them wanting our states wanting to get their land back, they can't get something they already have. And they can't ask Congress, they can't ask the president, they can't ask the judicial system to give their land back when it's already theirs.
Exactly.
The Constitution and statehood give that to them.
And the hoax that the feds are God, when the feds on top of it are far and run now, is over. Mr. Bundy, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're praying for you. And you've got our phone number. I'm ready to send reporters out there. As soon as you think this thing is heating up, I'm ready to jump on a plane and come out there as well. In fact, I may just come out there. So I look forward to shaking your hand soon, Mr. Bundy.
I appreciate that. And thank you. And thank your audience. And thank you, the world. And thank you, America. The beautiful. Have a beautiful day.
You too. There goes Clive and Bundy. Just a truly good Christian man. And everybody sees that. And, you know, he's ready. And he doesn't have any fear. We're going to go to John, and then Daniel, and then Mike, and then Alvin, and Darren. We're going to get to all of you. Open phones in the next hour. I'm going to go to your calls here in a moment. But open phones all next hour, interspersed with other important news. But again, people say, oh, some guy and cows, who cares? This is about land rights. It's about not being pushed anymore. And, you know, Obama just legalized most of the illegals by fiat outside of Congress. And Obama is, you know, forgiving all these foreign debts of other groups and everything dictatorially. But then meanwhile, you've got all the ranchers run out with a federal judge ruling that they did it on purpose. I mean, a bunch of guys show up with guns to run everyone out over the last 20 years, and one guy will not be run out. And CNN and the rest of them are hoping that you're ignorant and don't know about the whole story. The problem is, people like Matt Drudge aren't going along with it. And I will cover this at the bottom of the next hour. The documents have now been released. The Clinton papers have now been released from 20-something years ago. Dreading and fearing the internet and Matt Drudge. While telling you you don't have any power. Well, look, they can't just take out Matt Drudge now because there's Alex Jones. And there's 100 other big sites. They're not going to shut us up. It's over. The only question is, globalist, how bad is it going to get? How bad is it going to get before we just fix things? Everybody knows we're going the wrong direction. Everybody knows this corruption's growing. Everybody knows that foreign interests are running roughshod over the country. I mean, the guy that got the Formula One built outside Austin with something like, I forget, it was like $300 million in taxpayer money. And then there was $100 million extra. I mean, the guy gave his daughters as a gift the same year $3 billion and bought them the largest houses, respectively, two houses, the two largest in the U.S. on the West Coast, on top of the $3 billion gift. And it turned out, Eccleston's his name, he had the racetracks built all over the world by government. And then he makes huge profits on top of it. He just was basically given the land, given the money, given everything. And then they'll take an old lady's house if she doesn't pay her property taxes. There it is. Bernie Ecclestone's daughters buy most expensive house in the U.S. And then they bought another house that was the second largest. And hey, good for you, ladies. But the issue is, every time I turn around, Jerry Jones has a stadium for $1.5 billion smackers paid for by me. I got a family in Dallas that have been upper middle class, and I hear about all the trouble they got paying their property taxes. I mean, my family has to pay Jerry Jones money. That guy's worth like $6 billion. And then we're going to call Clive and Bundy a deadbeat. The illegals get everything free. The rich people get everything for free. The only people that don't get something for free are people that bust their butts. And I'm not even demonizing the illegals. Hell, they're angels compared to the globalists. They're only being brought up here so they can drive down wages. Once the U.S. is imploded, they're not going to get anything. And of course, a lot of the illegals are so proud they work super hard and do pay taxes and then don't get benefits. But there's another group of the illegals that don't work, folks, and get welfare. And that's the illustration I'm making. Clive and Bundy's not a deadbeat not paying grazing fees. Those grazing fees are on property he already has the rights to. All right, we're going to go to John, Daniel, Mike, Alvin, and Darren, starting here in just a moment and right through into the next hour. What is your line of the sand? Is the Declaration of Independence illegal or terrorist, like major news outlets are saying? I showed you those articles earlier in the hour. Of course, standing up against tyranny is not illegal. And if you have a nation of sheep, they'll be ruled by wolves, to quote Thomas Jefferson. Now briefly. We have some of the best supplements that we've developed with Dr. Group. The incredible Nascent Iodine that's done so much for my skin, my stamina, my glands, everything. The Lung Shield that's done so much for my lungs. We've got the Super Male Vitality. You've heard the incredible rave reviews of that. Still 15% off. And we've got a bunch of other great products at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's your purchases at InfoWarsLife.com that make the broadcast possible. We have my favorite type of coffee from southern Mexico and the organic mountains there, the volcanic soil, the Wake Up America coffee, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We'll take you right to the subpage with the supplements and other products. We have the Made in America apparel, the Molon Labe shirts, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com. And lastly, this broadcast is also brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find all their specials or give them a call at 866-229-0927. Great organic, high quality, great customer service. The place I get my storable foods, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Okay, you've been holding long enough. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. And then I had a caller in Texas who was going to finish the story, but I guess he hung up. John in Wisconsin, go ahead and give us your point.
It's a good thing I wasn't holding my breath. actually, Alex, the line was crossed way back when Lincoln was assassinated, I think, and there were several lines drawn after that, and they all been crossed. And this latest one is probably the straw that broke the camel's back. If people don't wake up now to the fact that we're being manipulated for no good, then, you know, the ones that are awake will have to take the burden. But I think we should get in the government space, stay in the government space, get time limits on the Senate and the House, and we could use poster childs, Harry and Pelosi and, you know, the other ones that have been there way too long to begin with.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Thanks for holding to say that. I mean, that's really the issue. The people running the government are open criminals who get away with all sorts of crime, and they're squeezing we the people, and they want paramilitary police everywhere with the president set to go in our houses without warrants. That's what the Boston bombing and other things have done. And they want to secure what they've stolen. It's really that simple. Mike in Wyoming, then we'll go to Daniel in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Alex. When will the line be crossed? I don't think it's going to be subtle when the day happens. I think they need a major smoke screen to cover the financial collapse that I think is an important component to their plan. As far as Mr. Bundy's concerned, for him and for other ranchers out there who might find themselves in the same situation, I just wonder if he should never have been in federal court in the first place, and they're good outfits like Paragon Foundation and others that protect property rights, guys who've been through the mill before and know how to keep people out of trouble. And I think they need to start subscribing to these.
That's a great point. Let's get the head of the Paragon Foundation on. He's been on years ago. And I used to listen to him on Derry Brownfield all the time. That's a great point. Let's get the head of the Paragon Foundation on. Anything else there, Mike?
Yeah. Mr. Bundy should prefer charges against these guys who assaulted them at gunpoint and start a Bivens action against them civilly. These guys, should face some charges.
Tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come right back to you.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we knew this was going on with Benghazi, but Kurt Nemo's written an article about it. Al-Qaeda in Syria gets man pads. For those who don't know, that's the latest generation of service-to-air anti-aircraft missile Stingers. And we have the video. Obama administration floated the PR campaign for weapons that were sent to them years ago. And the word is that they leaked to them as well. These are the newer ones at Benghazi, and we're going to tie Benghazi into this. That is a big deal. That's coming up. But let's go to the calls that have been holding a while. Opening the phones up, I'd like to hear from you out there. What is your line in the sand? What does your gut tell you is going to happen with the Bundys? Do you agree with me? This is a really watershed event, and it's important which way it goes, obviously. 800-259-9231, first-time callers. Mike in Wyoming, you were finishing up your points.
Yes. Still there, Alex?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Okay. I was suggesting that the Bundys, since Reed and that the gang are not going to let this drop. In fact, it's now become imperative for them to make a symbol out of Bundy. Bundy should take the offensive here. File charges, swear out charges against these thugs for assault with weapons. I mean, there is no reason for them to have their weapons drawn and pointed at the demonstrators there. Number two, these people ran around, some of them, with police on their jackets. That's impersonating police. These feds, no matter how much authority they claim to have, they are not police. The federal government does not have municipal police powers, period. And that, again, is something that the sheriff should address. If he doesn't, if I were Bundy, I would try to get in front of a grand jury and make my points there. And if nothing else, you can pursue a civil action with a Bivens action against these federal agents for the damages that they did for the terrorism that they committed. So Bundy should launch an offensive here and not wait for them to make the next move.
Well, I agree with that. He should start some different court cases at the state level as well, just to point out morally that the feds are out of control. People say, well, the federal courts supersede the state only because they say so, only because they've created this idea. But look at the movement already now giving moral support to the state legislators to take the ill-gotten federal land and to move forward with a states' rights movement in the West, which is outrageously popular with we the people. Now is the time to start putting our foot down on every front and get on the offense so they start backing off.
Federal courts, Alex, are courts of limited jurisdiction. They are Article IV courts created by Congress, and they have jurisdiction over federal enclaves.
They only have it over federal enclaves, the military, and the borders, and interstate commerce, and they won't even operate over the things they're supposed to. It's funny. The Federal Reserve controls the currency when the Congress is supposed to. They don't control the border, even though they're supposed to. They're putting all that into UN rulings now. They're transferring the federal power to UNESCO and the UN. They are engaged in the criminal takeover of this country and the transference to groups that are outside of this country.
Also have authority if you give it to them. If you show up in their courts, go past the bar, you've given them jurisdiction, or if you petition them with your own action, you've given them authority. Otherwise, all these things should be dealt with in state courts.
Well, it's a complex issue. You know, I've seen federal courts, it just took a long time, rule in favor of Nevada ranchers saying the BLM's criminal.
That's not to say they're not you know, they can be fair, but you just as soon stay out of them if you can.
Well, it's a very complex issue, but overall, I agree with you. Thank you so much, Mike. We're going to come back, and we're going to go to everybody that's patiently holding, Daniel and Darren and Alvin, Mill, many others. Stay with us.
So we have even right there.
What's his name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
We're going right back to your phone calls. I'm asking, what is your line in the sand? We're either going to have it towards the end of the broadcast today or on the nightly news tonight. Jakari Jackson's put together a 1 year later, the Boston bombing, looking at that false flag and everything that happened there. We don't air it today. I'll air it tomorrow. I need to get into the reports that we've got here. Clinton files on media enemies have been released. Learn what Hillary meant by vast right-wing conspiracy. They were scared of the internet, period, of WorldNet Daily and Matt Drudge. And that was when that was all just starting, that, oh, my gosh, we don't want them to have a voice. They want everybody silenced so it looks like they're in control. These people are not impossible to beat. In fact, they're quite easy to beat if we just stand up against them. Speaking of dangerous, remember when the terrorists were Al-Qaeda? And then we were pointing out, hey, you know, the CIA and other governments, the Saudi Arabians especially, are funding Al-Qaeda and protecting them and using them as a secret army to overthrow the Serb areas in Kosovo, to attack the Russians, to attack areas in Europe. And these are real jihadis, real terrorists. It's just that they're funded and protected three layers up by the West. Oh, Alex, how dare you say Dick Cheney had the plunger on 9/11 like Wile E. Coyote? No, that's not what I said. They're criminal, radical Muslim networks that are being protected in jihad centers here in the U.S. I'm even going to send some of our reporters to one very soon. That's in local news, but not national news, where they actually have training camps and they're left alone because they need that as a reason to take over. Boston bombing. The older brother was on the CIA payroll. That came out in even British news. The Russians blew his cover and said, does this guy work for you? Why is he allowed to fly with a fake passport and a fake name? He was sheep-dipped, folks. He had a fake name. Did you hear that? Funded by the State Department through Georgetown University to go over there. And then, oh, we got to get rid of him. The younger brother said he's not guilty. And they're keeping that trial secret under national security because he's in there saying he didn't do it and he was set up. Shut up, you traitor. We all know the government didn't do anything wrong. Now, here's the headline, InfoWars.com. Al-Qaeda in Syria gets anti-aircraft missiles. Or man pads. Obama admin floats PR campaign for weapons sent years ago. And they're announcing why they did it. And it's actual Saudi Arabian, real Wahhabi Al-Qaeda. Let's play some of that video, then I'm going to go back to your calls. Video and audio, here it is. Modern Stingers. Unbelievable.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Attack the Qatar Aqwat Khas. Allahu Akbar.
And there's videos of tow missiles, anti-tank missiles, and these guys shooting aircraft down. I mean, those are high-powered missiles. That thing must have gone 5,000 feet. The globalists want our guns. And they want to call Bundy a terrorist. But these guys they're giving weapons to. And they're saying if we don't overthrow Assad, Al-Qaeda will nuke the West Coast, the East Coast. All right, that's enough. Please turn it off. I mean, it's so elementary what's going on. And I don't think the average police officer or average FBI agent or average person, even the CIA, wants to be any part of this. Everyone has to remove their consent from this fraud. And this, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. This is being used to overthrow our culture and bring a police state. All right, let's go to Daniel in Tennessee, listening on WBCR 1470 AM. I guess one of six affiliates we've got in Tennessee. Got a lot of stations in Tennessee for this show. I'm going to go to Daryl or Darren and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Daniel.
Thank you, Alex. First time caller in 10 years I've been trying. As a colleague, I'll ask you for only 120 seconds. I can say what I can get on there.
Go ahead, brother.
First of all, the line has been drawn by the feds back when they kicked the church door in Idaho, back when they shot and killed some of the Minutemen in Montana, back at Ruby Ridge, back at Waco. They're the ones that drew the line in the sand and dared the American public to even think about crossing that line. The line has been drawn by them, and so many people have been cowered until we hear somebody like Mr. Bundy come up and stand against them and the Patriots with the militia, the well-armed militia. One more thing you need to know. I know for a fact that Harry Greed is a Mormon, and one of the 13 articles of faith are, do you believe, we believe in being honest with our fellow man in all our dealings at every time, all the time. And he is a Mormon. That's a fact. I know that. I have contacts in Las Vegas right now. So here is Harry Greed kind of hiding in the closet for what he supposedly, allegedly believes in. And to tell Mr. Bundy, please, that all of the stakes and the wards back here in the East are praying for him and his family. And lastly, Alex, I pray that they don't try to make a martyr out of you. That's worried us for years.
Well, I appreciate your prayers, but all I'm doing is the best I can. And clearly, Mr. Bundy and his family and everybody are very good people. You can just see that. And it really upsets the system. And if they do decide to kill him or start the Civil War, it's the wrong poster child for the globalist. I mean, this is really not what they want. But if they don't crush him or demonize him, other people are going to stand up, and so they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. What does your gut tell you, or you'd say as a Christian, your spirit, what does your gut tell you is going to happen at the end of the day here? I don't think we can tell because we have to make the decision on what we're going to do. I think that governs the future.
Before you drop my call, I'd like to tell you, we carry your program three times in 24 hours here to educate the public on Truth Radio. We do that because we believe in what you're doing, Alex, and other talk show hosts. And my gut feeling is, before it's over, the feds are going to do exactly what they did in Montana, Ruby Ridge, Waco, and the church in Idaho. No matter what it takes, they're out to win because they're desperate. They're sorely afraid of a well-armed militia under constitutional rights. Thank you.
Very well said, sir. You're absolutely right. New article by Steve Watson just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Princeton researchers conclude U.S. political system has been almost completely usurped. They go on to say the U.S. is basically a police state run by special interest. Very important article by a prestigious university. And then meanwhile, we played this last hour. I'm not going to play it again because of time constraints. I want to go to calls where he says, hey, we got to keep you safe, so we're going to grope you. And the NSA is going to spy on you without warrants. You can't say it's unconstitutional. They're giving modern Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda, real Al-Qaeda. Who even the European Interpol says that they think is going to start shooting airplanes down with it. And when they start shooting down airplanes in the U.S. and Europe with these, I'm going to come on air and say, hey, we gave it to them, and I will be called a traitor by MSNBC. You watch when it happens. I think it's going to happen. They will say, Alex Jones says the government did it. He isn't sad that 227 people died when this such and such 747 got shot down flying out of Dallas or flying out of New York. It won't be that Alex predicted this and Alex was right and we shouldn't have given missiles to Al-Qaeda. It'll be, how dare him not care about the dead women and children? Let's go to the father whose 12-year-old son was on the plane. What do you think of Alex Jones not caring about your dead son, Billy? Well, I hate Alex Jones. I mean, these people make me sick. And they've done this before when we exposed their false flags. Alex Jones doesn't care about the people that died. He thinks the fireman blew up the World Trade Center because he says the government was involved in it. I said criminal elements were involved, ordering a stand down. And then we have police say, get back. They're going to blow up Building 7 on CNN. And then I interviewed the deputy head of emergency management. And 2 weeks later, he was dead. The family wouldn't talk to us. They moved out suddenly. We talked to the neighbors. I believe he didn't die. I was put in a witness protection program. Because when Barry Jennings came on this show, the video's online, when he came on the show and said, no, they said they were going to blow up Building 7. He was the number two in New York City in the building. And boy, when he did that, they didn't know what to do. So he was dead 2 weeks later. Maybe they killed him. I don't know. But we went to their house, gone. Neighbors said, man, they had a moving truck out of here. They were gone. I don't know, folks. I'm in over my head. So is the whole world. And I'll tell the establishment something, too. You are in over your head as well. You are in over your head. Man can't run this system. The globalists aren't going to get away. I mean, do you guys really think you're going to win a civil war? You know what? Harry Reid doesn't care if a bunch of cops and military get killed in a civil war. I do. I'm sick of them winning. I'm sick of knowing their trick and watching them play us off against each other. I literally have nightmares about this. You've heard me talk about this on and on. Even if you're able to beat the American people and bring in the system, I guarantee you a lot of feds are going to die. I know they got you all geared up and paramilitary and you're ready for a fight and you think it's manly and all this. Those are manly instincts misplaced. You should have the cultural and spiritual honor to realize you work for a foreign banking cartel that hijacked the country. That's what Princeton says. Taking your phone calls right now. I do have some breaking news up at Infowars.com. Incredible stories. Woman plans abortion for chance to win TV role. Misplaced priorities are commonplace in ancient civilizations before they collapsed. I want to get into that. U.S. intelligence chief bars unauthorized contacts with reporters on all intel-related matters. So the system circling the wagons to keep the press from learning of their criminal activities. What I just mentioned, Princeton researchers conclude U.S. political system has been almost completely usurped. That's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I've got more than that coming up after we take more of your calls. Let's talk to Darren in Florida. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Darren.
Hey, Alex. First off, you know, I just can't tell you how important enough it is over here. We don't get your station on radio anywhere, so I go on YouTube to watch the previous day's broadcast, and I can't tell you how important it is to us over here to have that. We would never have known about the missiles being taken from Dyess and brought over to South Carolina. We would never have known the truth about this Bundy thing if it wasn't for you and David Knight being brave, Kit Daniels doing that great research and timely research. So you know, I know you get tired of hearing it, but it's really important.
Well, no, but I mean, it is a team effort, and then it was Drudge. We broke it nationally off local news. Then Drudge picked it up. So then Fox picked it up. Then MSNBC and CNN picked it up to attack it. And then it became an international, you know, top story. In fact, for that weekend, it was the number one story, according to all the sites that track internet traffic. It was the number one story in the world. And now it's spurring land rights moves in the West. Now it's spurring a larger discussion about the feds pointing guns at people and police dogs and snipers. And it's time for the people to push back. We've been groveling and going along with them, and it hasn't worked. I don't want violence, but at the same time, are we supposed to just literally slit our throats for the feds? What are we supposed to do?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, we the people have a duty to become active patriots, which I've done. I'm a retired firefighter. I've always been a type A hands-on guy, and I've done it. And my line in the sand was crossed about a couple of years ago from a series of events, some personal and some collective. But talking about Bundy real quick, you brought it up today. You mentioned it to with Mr. Bundy on the line. Yeah, that Wayne Hage incident happened 10 years ago up in Nye County, Nevada. And, yes, he did win. Actually, the son ended up living through it. The man died. His first wife died. And then the rancher, Hage, married a former congresswoman from Idaho, I believe. And she mysteriously died in a car accident all the time that this was going on. And they...
Well, by the way, I mean, they've stolen half the land in the country or more. It's worth hundreds of trillions. It is signed in the executive orders as collateral. So, absolutely. I mean, they're there to protect what they've stolen. They're like bank robbers sitting on a pile of gold. And that's why they go after anybody that doesn't let them rape them. And look, the federal judge found last year in Nevada the same BLM is in a, quote, criminal conspiracy to bankrupt every rancher. It came out in the documents. Last Thursday, I had the editor of the New American on, and he was quoting the ruling where they said in the documents, we want to bankrupt people. They're with a bunch of paramilitary driving around, beating people up, shaking people down, bugging their eyes out. It's a foreign army, period. This is not the law. This is a group of mercenaries.
Right. That Hage son has continued to fight, and he prevailed. He won $4 million against the government, which they've yet to pay. Just like me in Florida, they took my orange trees down south, and we won, and they failed to pay me, which I got a notice in the mail years ago that, well, we're going to pay you. Never saw a penny of it. Same thing with the son. But Tony DeMeo, he was the sheriff in Nye County, and he's got a YouTube interview. He's a constitutional sheriff. I'm wondering if it's possible if you guys could contact Sheriff DeMeo, Tony DeMeo, or Wayne Hage Jr. Well, it might not be Wayne Hage Jr., it's the son, because he did prevail. And one of the things the BLM, they found out in that case that you're talking about where he prevailed, one of the things the BLM did was they said that his fences weren't in order, and they wrote him up for it and fined him. And he researched it. One of the staples was missing on one of the fence posts, and I did so. I worked for a rancher down in South Florida. I mean, my God, you got fences. You know, one of your staples is going to pop out.
They've written their own bureaucratic code where it's impossible. They ran 52 families out. There was one guy left, and they couldn't run him out. And ladies and gentlemen, beef prices are the highest they've ever been. Ranchers are shutting down everywhere. You're going to pay for the shutdown of America. You're going to pay for the deadbeat Bundy who works his butt off. But it doesn't matter. The media calls him a deadbeat. He should just go have anchor babies in Las Vegas. He'd be fine.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I'm asking listeners, what is your line in the sand? I should probably do a whole show about how have you been gored by the system. But really, all the feds do is act shocked that you don't like us blowing up Waco. You don't like Ruby Ridge. You don't like all the checkpoints or the NSA. Oh, we're not spying on you without warrants. Oh, we got caught. Of course we are. It's no big deal. Of course we secretly torture people. Of course we'll secretly disappear you. Of course we're setting up highway checkpoints. Of course we track everything you do. It's for your safety. It's for your safety. It's for your safety. No, it's not. It's to steal from us, to leverage our energy and our time and our money into this stinking world government whose aim is planetary evil, planetary dehumanization. And a lot of it is, there's a lot of stupid, lazy people in the world, but they're smart enough to be con artists, and they're smart enough to join with other con artists to set up scams and then protect those scams. And then they get greedy and decide to shut everything down because they want control of every sector of society. And we're now entering that decadent cycle. I want to go back to your phone calls. And I want to get into the Clintons, because I promised to do that in these new documents that have come out. And it's a 15-minute report they'll have tonight for the nightly news that Jakari Jackson and other reporters put together to deal with the Boston bombing and what really happened there. Maybe, you know, the name of the video should be The True Story of the Boston Bombing, Special Report or something. I don't know. But the issue is we dominated that last year and showed how it was a false flag. I want to counter it again this year. So we've got a four-minute intro to that report that will be on the nightly news tonight we're going to play as well. So we'll do that, talk about the Clintons, and then go back to your phone calls for Alvin and others that have been patiently holding. Before I go any further, listen, this broadcast is really possible because of you. That's why when Cliven Bundy was thanking me on air, I was saying, no, thank the audience. And he understood that, we the people. We don't take your money at gunpoint. We're free association, free will here. If you believe in the information you're hearing, if it's helped you in life, if all the great guests we've had on and all the research and all the hardcore, no holds barred, no compromise, savage defense of freedom, if you like that, if you like funding a bunch of crazies, because, you know, in a world of madmen, you know, being sane is insane. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, quote George Orwell. If you feel as we feel, if you're on the same page with us, it is an imperative you spread the word about the broadcast, whether you listen on shortwave, internet, satellite, whatever, AM, FM, however you listen, spread the word about the free iPhone app, the free podcast. Support those local stations. Support their local sponsors. Become a sponsor locally. It is so important that we reach more people. And you've been doing that. That's why we're having a great effect. And even though as we get bigger, it puts me in more danger, my entire instinct, my entire spirit wants to go 110% up against the globalist. So please pray for us as well. But go to InfoWarsLife.com. Get the nascent iodine. Get the fluoride shield, the survival shield, the lung cleanse, the silver bullet, the pro-pure systems that are up there with the G2 filters that are out. Blows away the competition. We could sell the competition. We used to. Why? I'd make more money if I sold all the brands. I'm not. If there were other brands as good or almost as good, I would sell them. I sell this because in its class, there's nothing close to it. I sell some other more inexpensive units that are great as well. Just don't compare. They're in a different class. The ProPure systems, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. And by the way, that 25% off on the Traveler is supposed to be done Saturday. So we need to go ahead and take that down. I got to be a man of my word. So I told them last week, get rid of it Friday night. Saturday morning, it's still up there. So I guess if you got 10 minutes, you can go order those if you want 25% off. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off across the board. That's how you fund this operation. We bring you the best quality products we can get, Made in America shirts at madein1776.com and other apparel. We bring you the very best quality we can at the very lowest price, ultra competitive, total Americana. If you don't bet on that, if you don't double down on us, you're crazy. We need your support now more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for all your support so I can try to pay my folks well and give them bonuses when they work so hard. And so I can have money to defend myself against spurious attacks and things that go on behind the scenes. And I don't worship money and status. But let me tell you, when you go through as much hell as I do, having a little bit of money in the bank, without it, it would seriously be hard to operate with the crap that goes on in my life. I'm just going to leave it at that. But God has blessed us with a war chest to be able to do a lot of great things. And I think we've been decent stewards of it. I pray every day to be a better steward. I pray to have the answers. I pray to know what to do. I try as hard as I can. I just want to beat these people. And I call it mid-air refueling. We need you to energize our coffers so we can get more reporters and fly in more places and do more and get the personnel we need. So InfoWarsStore.com. We got great books on Romans 13, all of it. It's hundreds of great books, hundreds of great films. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, that's enough of a big plug there. PrisonPlanet.tv, all of that, nightly news. Thank you all for your support. We couldn't have done it without you. Any of it. Thank you for your support. And you've got this commitment. I will attack the enemy. I will prosecute a war of truth against them. I will never surrender. I will never back down. And my heart loves God and loves justice. It doesn't mean I'm not, you know, worldly. It doesn't mean I'm perfect, folks. God knows me. But I am here and I am committed to do the best job I can. And I appreciate your prayers. I can feel them. Thank you so much. I love all of you out there. We couldn't have done this without you and our AM and FM affiliates out there. So many great people. And the fact that we've hit the barbed wire so more people can follow. And the fact that we've mainlined liberty message. We've broken the Clinton blockade, the globalist blockade. That's coming up after this special report. That's the intro to the 15, 16-minute piece that's going to air tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. Here is part of that report.
But again, the explosion, the main one there at the Marathon Sports, and then you can hear after that, Paula, it's just absolutely heartbreaking to see this.
It's been a year since the bomb attack at the Boston Marathon. InfoWars was pointing out the inconsistencies in the story from the very beginning.
Was there any prior knowledge, Joe? Because according to BostonGlobe.com, they said they were doing drills this morning for the same exact thing that happened, according to BostonGlobe.com. Now, was you guys given any warning ahead of time of this taking place?
As I said earlier, there was no specific intelligence.
Oh, sir, why were loudspeakers telling people in the audience to be calm moments before the bomb went off? Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking their hands down on the pants on the streets?
No.
And it wasn't just the Boston Globe who reported the drills.
There was dogs with their handlers going around sniffing for explosives, and we were told on a loud announcement that we shouldn't be concerned. This was just a drill. So maybe it was just a drill. But I've just never seen a drill like that.
The most show of force that a track coach has seen in a lifetime of marathons. This brings up questions of prior knowledge. And on the subject of prior knowledge, we found out that the CIA, FBI, and DHS knew of Tamerlan Tsarnaev before the bombing. Reports show that the older Tsarnaev had previously attended a workshop sponsored by the CIA. The word is also out that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security had been tipped to Tamerlan's visit to a radical mosque in Dagestan, a neighbor of Chechnya. The FBI felt that this was of little consequence and didn't consider him a threat. Also, the suspect's uncle Ruslan, who quickly distanced himself from his nephews, worked for USAID. As the article points out, the U.S. Agency for International Development is an agency used by the U.S. government to operate humanitarian NGOs instrumental in running color revolutions in former Soviet states. And he just so happened to be the relative of choice for state-run media. I understand that there must be several criminals and other people on U.S. databanks, especially with the DHS putting toddlers on the no-fly list. But if you have a suspect who the Russian government warned you about, attended CIA-backed workshops that the DHS was briefed on, and the FBI interviewed, why does the FBI need public assistance identifying the suspect? Not to mention how the feds reportedly called the Tsarnaev brothers after the bombing and before any other incidents.
Somebody out there knows these individuals as friends, neighbors, co-workers, or family members of the suspects. Though it may be difficult, the nation is counting on those with information to come forward and provide it to us.
Did you ask any of your co-workers their agent? Aside from Stonewall and InfoWars reporter Dan Badandi, Goon's gotten his face for dare asking real questions.
Are both suspects seen planting these devices at the finish line of the Boston Marathon?
No. What time? The only one who was observed planting what we believe to be the device is suspect number two with a white cap.
Let's talk about those photos.
Those bomb drills Monday morning. We got photographs on Infowars.com, folks.
Next question, please.
Jahar's white or gray backpack with the black stripes is clearly not the black backpack with the white or gray stripes that exploded. In fact, the bags are the exact opposite.
The only official photos that should be officially relied upon in this investigation are those you see before you today.
So what's the possible explanation for these bizarro backpacks?
And you're carrying
you
a backpack.
You would have one here. This is a light color, nylon black.
Like number two had.
Yeah.
And then it's easy enough for you to go ahead and take out the actual device that may house the weapon.
There's one theory. Doubt of the official story could easily have been squashed by releasing footage of the bomb being placed. Footage that even Governor Deval Patrick hasn't seen.
Well, the videotape is not something I've seen. It's been described to me. But it does seem to be pretty clear that this suspect took the backpack off, put it down.
All right, folks, that's part one, and there's two other big parts. But the reason the Russians, quote, warned the FBI, the Russians actually said, is this guy your agent? He's got a fake passport, a fake name. Why are you letting him come in and out of your country? Is he an Al-Qaeda operative for you? That's how you blow someone's cover instead of just killing them. The Russians have had a very hands-off stance towards these double and triple agents. And again, I'm not romanticizing the Russians. In the old days, though, the KGB would just kill somebody like that. Instead, I believe they were part of the drill. That's why the day it happened, they were out partying, didn't care. Then heard on the news, they were the guys that did it, reportedly started calling the FBI saying, well, what are you doing? I mean, this all came out, but really wasn't headline news. So they're calling the government and others going, we didn't do this. What in the world are you talking about? That's why I want to tell folks, don't go be part of drills if you're a police officer or even in the FBI. Because let me tell you something. The next wave, they're going to try to now say the cops can't be trusted so they can purge police. And if you're a libertarian or conservative cop or constitutionalist cop or something, and they try to get you to be part of drills like this, you're crazy. They'll go, look at Sergeant Ben Johnson, you know, hypothetical name, John Doe. Why, he visited this website, and he was part of a shooting club, and he was a libertarian tea partier, and he blew up the daycare center. I mean, you can script this stuff up one side and down the other. There was a drill. It turns out they're connected to the government. The FBI lies and says, we've never heard of them, been, quote, tracking them for 3 years. I looked at these brothers. I've talked to their family, who's been willing to come on, hangs the phone up, calls back crying 30 minutes later saying, I was just threatened. I love my daughter. No, no, no. They told me they can do whatever they want. No, no, no. I mean, I live in a movie, folks. No, no, they just go, you will get my daughter. This country, I'm Leo. I mean, it's not funny, folks. And see, no one would believe that or know that unless you had enjoyed, and I say that sarcastically, what I've enjoyed. And the government trying to ruin my family and trying to threaten people in my family until they have nothing to do with me. I mean, that's the type of nasty crud that goes on. I mean, I've gone through stuff Jim Garrison didn't go through. And I don't make a big deal out of it. The point is, I know who runs this government. They've got people that listen to your phone and then wait till the day something bad happens in the middle of some family disasters when they call. And they call up and say, oh, so your mom or dad's in the hospital? Good, I hope they die. And by the way, I saw a little dog on your back porch. I'm going to cut its head off. This is who runs America. And you know what? Getting scared and going, well, I better not say anything. They'll get me. That's how they win. That's how these thugs win. They're illegitimate. They're a fraud. They're a joke. They're a scam. They're dishonorable. Bongino, former top Secret Service agent on the foreign operations of Obama, his family's been threatened. His office has been broken into. His car's been broken into. He's being threatened. He's being harassed. And he's not even giving out any of the secrets of Obama. They just want him to be scared. We got to get Bongino back on the show. I mean, are we just a total nation of cowards? You know, I was reading over these government documents that got released by the Clinton group. And they're so incredible that I don't know if I can give justice to them, but we're going to go to break and come back and cover them. And then I guess do some overdrive since I'm here saying I'll go to your phone calls because I want to get to everybody like Alvin that's been holding so long. But you read this, it's everything we already knew, but just confirms 3 years before Matt Drudge changed the world, is how Breitbart says it, and how news will be consumed. President Bill Clinton's White House feared the internet was allowing average citizens, especially conservatives, to bypass legacy gatekeepers and access information that had previously been denied to them by the mainstream press. I want all my writers to write stories on this in the next week. I hardly ever tell them what to write about. They just write about whatever they think is interesting. But this is a directive, guys. Let's write about this because this ties into media matters. This ties into everything. WorldNet Daily and Breitbart have the best breakdown on it. But they say in here that this allows them to put stories out that then get into local media, that then get into the Washington Post, New York Times, and it goes into saying then they have congressional committees that start investigating their criminal activity. That's it. They want air superiority where no one can question them, where they can, you know, kill whoever they want in Arkansas, cut their arms and legs off, shoot them 9 times in the back of the head, and have the local paper announce it was a suicide. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shoot a special report for the nightly news tonight, going over this memo, 331 pages. And then I'm going to air it tomorrow. But I'm going to get into it now as well and then do overdrive to take your phone calls. WorldNet Daily has great coverage of it and the whole memo. The 28 pages that are heavily sanitized but are bad enough. And then Breitbart's also got it. ClintonLibrary.gov. And this is what they decided to release. I mean, it's got incredibly authoritarian quotes in here. Moreover, the internet allows an extraordinary amount of unregulated data and information to be located in one area and available to all, the memo states. And it instructs what they call mainstream media with a list of people not to use and to call all alternative media conspiracy theories. And you wonder why. I mean, I wonder why the Austin American Statesman would call me when I caught bribery on tape and the legislature censured the legislator and admitted it was bribery. And the paper calls up and goes, why are you having conspiracy theories about this payment of money? And I said, it's admitted that it was illegal and wrong. And I caught it on video. No, it's a conspiracy theory. And when Nightline comes here, I go, no, these world leaders are calling for global government. And the State Department has its global governance division. Here, let me show you. Oh, that's a different world government they're talking about than you. You're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, here I have eco-science about depopulating the world and promoting homosexuality to reduce population. No, that's a conspiracy theory as well. And why are you anti-gay? I'm not anti-anybody. They say they do this for depopulation. They say they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They say. But see, it's this reality management. And then I was reading the 28 pages of the 331-page memo. Boy, I love to see that. That the Clinton Libraries put out. And it's all about how they were going to shut down the new media and how they were going to control it. I mean, this is so authoritarian. And here's the deal. They've released this themselves. They just don't care. But what did Hillary say a year ago? She said they're losing the information war. And they are, because we have the moral high ground, folks. The military is training to take on the American people. That is treason. The military doesn't want to be part of it. If we give them moral support, they won't be part of it. Even when the Clintons pull Oklahoma City Part 2. And look, I'm willing to risk my life to just put it all on the table here. And the good news is, I was the first person to talk about false flag terror on a large platform. I was the first person to cover all these issues and then to make it safe for the other alternative media to do it. But it doesn't matter because what came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't even want the credit. I'm giving you a testament to how our information has become mainline. And now we're going to continue to gain traction. We are the real media. The Western Journalism Center, Joseph Farah, is listed in here. And others that then basically helped set the stage for things like Drudge to come along. This happened 3 years before Drudge hit the scene. And again, that just shows how important people like Joseph Farah are. I want to get Joseph Farah on about this. I mean, imagine the Clintons 24/7 were fearing him. Because he'd come out of the biggest newspapers in the country as a major editor and was going out to create the first independent journalism. Until 88, folks, there wasn't talk radio. It wasn't allowed in the so-called free country. Until the lawyer we've had on, Bruce Fein, got it changed. At the FCC, he was the deputy head of it. See how you can change the world? We exist because of Bruce Fein. Drudge exists because of people like Farah. And now Drudge helps everybody else. We're all on the same team for an open, free press. We are the liberals. They are the authoritarians.
Visit GCN.
They are authoritarian scum. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in overdrive taking your calls. I'm going to have some of the same topics tomorrow for callers. What's your line in the sand? Where do you think this is all going? But I'm going to tape a special report on how incredible the alternative media is and its real history. I'm going to do that tonight. Let's go ahead and talk to Alvin. Thanks for holding so long from Arizona. I really appreciate that.
No, it's all right. But my line is in the sand. My forefathers already made it in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they've already crossed it when they made unconstitutional laws.
I agree. So what do we do?
I say we take them out of government, like whether or not we have to use arms or not. We stand up. Go to your elective officials and stand up and take them out. Say, do what we say or you're out.
Well, look at the Boston Marathon. The governor says he doesn't want the race through a militarized zone. They call it the safest city in America when the whole thing's a staged event. Of course, the average cop doesn't even know that. It's so sick. I appreciate your call. Mill and Mass, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
What really gets my goat is, how does Harry Reid dare call Bundy a terrorist when he had the BLM show up at his ranch pointing guns at people and not the other way around? Also, the only other people that I know that show up at your house to collect debts with guns is the mafia.
Well, that's right. I mean, they show up, they're tasering people, beating them up, pointing guns at people. This is America? While the government's robbing us and Harry Reid's got all these deals with his kids. And everybody said this stuff's illegal, what Harry Reid does. He gets away with it because he's so powerful.
I agree.
Where do you think it's all going?
I think it's going where, you know, the people have had enough, you know. I really do. You know, the treading of the Constitution was my line in the sand. You know, and picking on the little guy, you know, it's enough.
Well, I agree. And then when we don't want to be picked on anymore and we start standing up, start acting like Americans, they tell us we're terrorists. He called them violent domestic terrorists in a new video.
It's incredible, Alex.
I mean, I think giving missiles to Al-Qaeda that Obama is now promoting, he's owning it, is terrorism. I appreciate you calling in. Let's go to Matt in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Hey, brother, the line in the sand is when the people are afraid of the government. When the government is afraid of the people, there's liberty. When the people are afraid of the government, it's tyranny. And I paid about 50% of my wages, my income, in taxes last year between Social Security, Medicare, unemployment, federal and state income tax. And when my brother went to Iraq, and I was in the Marine Corps, and when he went to Iraq, and I knew that was an unjust war, and they took him away from me, that's my line in the sand. That's when I said, it's time to get involved, and it's time to take our country back, because they're putting people in dangerous positions for money, for oil, whatever you want to call it.
What would you do if 300 armed men showed up and started tasering people and said, you can't hold a sign on the side of a state highway in the middle of the desert or we're going to beat you up? I mean, would you, like Tiananmen Square, just run, or would you stand in front of the tank?
You got to stand, and I'd be throwing the flares to the Oath Keepers.
By the way, this was Tiananmen Square. They were saying, we're going to shoot you, and the people stood against the tanks. They had armored vehicles, and the tanks stood down. This is historic. They want to just go, oh, some lazy rancher, you know, whatever, terrorist. I mean, it's a joke. Great points. Look, I'm sorry to Mama, Paul, and Scott. I got to end it here. I got a bunch of stuff coming up. Nightly News is going to be a whopper tonight of key intel, 7 o'clock Central. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with a radio show. God bless you all.